This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republicans in the Montana legislature voted last week to do away with the state's energy policy. The nearly party-line vote, 33-17 on House Bill 170, supports the repeal of Montana's energy policy. Montana's current energy policy calls for the development of Montana's coal reserves and wind capacity and supports new technologies, among other provisions. The current policy calls for a balance between a sustainable environment and a viable economy. The bill also removes Montana's energy development process from the books, which allows the Energy and Telecommunications Committee to review the state energy policy in the legislative interim, the 20-month period between regular legislative sessions, and make revisions if necessary. Democratic Montana State Senator Chris Pope of Bozeman asked senators to oppose the bill. He said Montana is a mighty energy state, and having a policy in place that reflects the will of the legislature is important economically. Pope said, "This is a competitive market. Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and the Dakotas are all making bold, declarative statements of their energy futures, and it's important to a healthy economy and environment." All Montana State Senate Democrats and Senate President Jason Ellsworth, Republican of Hamilton, opposed the bill. A 2021 report on legislative trends in energy from the National Conference of State Legislatures said many states were working on energy sector bills, especially given goals to reduce emissions and manage electric vehicles. From examining policies that help or hinder specific energy sources to establishing mandates or guiding principles that seek to modernize energy systems, state lawmakers play an important role in shaping the future of the U.S. energy sector. Just 2 years after the state of Montana legalized marijuana for recreational use and allocated the tax money from marijuana sales, Republican state legislators are proposing to take the money away from specific uses like funding Habitat Montana, a popular program for public access and wildlife. A bill in the Montana legislature to redirect marijuana tax revenues from outdoor access to maintaining county roads was introduced by Republican state senator Mike Lang of Malta. Senate Bill 442 would move the marijuana tax revenues previously distributed to Habitat Montana, which purchases land in order to open access to public lands, to a road maintenance account. Lang's bill is the third proposal that lawmakers have debated this session that would scrap the revenue stream from recreational and medicinal marijuana sales to outdoor access purchases by the state. Republican Representative Marta Bertolio of Clancy is sponsoring House Bill 462 on behalf of Republican Governor Greg Gianforte. That bill takes away the Habitat Montana share of marijuana tax revenues to public safety needs like recruitment and retention efforts at the state prison and hiring more highway patrol troopers. Republican Representative Bill Mercer of Billings sponsors House Bill 669, which would do away with all the accounts that receive marijuana tax revenues and reroute that money directly into the state's general fund. Bartolio's and Mercer's bills are in committee. Senator Lang's bill passed the Senate with only Republicans supporting it. The vote was a party-line 33-17 vote by the Republican majority. Outdoors groups have rallied against any effort to redirect the funding, pointing to the legalization ballot initiative that first sought to direct tax revenues for Habitat Montana and the Big Snowy Mountains Wildlife Management Area, which used more than $5 million of marijuana taxes to open 100,000 acres of public lands to public access. Montana marijuana providers sold about $300 million of marijuana last year, delivering about $50 million in tax revenues to the state. The current model for the tax money is for the first $6 million to go to a substance use disorder and treatment fund, and the following 20% to go to Habitat Montana, with the remaining funds allocated to other uses. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.